The Backyard Brawl comes to PNC Park. Yeah, this is baseball, not football. And from 93.7 The Fan, the morning hosts, scoring Doran Pitt, All-American, and Adam Crowley, All-WVU.
I'm just an American. that's what I got going for me.
But I understand, since it's Pitt, West Virginia, you guys are throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Yeah, see, we don't even know how that's going to go down. We don't know who's throwing, who's catching. Are we both throwing to catchers of one West Virginia, one Pitt? We got to figure that out, Crowley, because we got to look good. We can't mess up. You know, we got to hold it down for the Fan Morning Show.
If I'm catching, that's fine. If I'm pitching, that's fine. Are you bringing your glove?
Probably not. I'll probably just steal one.
See, I can't. If I don't have the glove, it doesn't feel right.
It is awkward, yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird.
That's a good point. You know, I threw out the first pitch at a Pirates game, and I was absolutely worked up because I didn't want to bounce it in. People started sending me these first pitch fails where you know, it slips out of your hand, hits somebody, and it's tragic.
Do you have any advice for us? Did you, first of all, did you throw from the mound, and did you bounce it?
I threw from the bottom of the mound.
Okay.
I should have said, hey, man, I want to go up top. You know, I'm a five-time All-Star second baseman.
Look at that.
And I didn't know that.
Look at that.
And I threw to, this is embarrassing, the parrot with that giant
glove.
Oh,
with the giant glove.
So they didn't trust me. Clearly, I didn't bounce it in. It wasn't as, you know, hard a throw as I could have, but I didn't want to risk, you know, a wild pitch.
Oh, no, yeah. You got to be safe.
Because there's a lot of people milling around the area, too.
But I'll tell you what, Doran's at a little bit of a disadvantage because, you know, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
All-American athlete.
Yeah.
And his
I'm missing alum, the disadvantage here.
Pitt alum are going to expect him, you know, sizzle one in to cross the plate.
Right. So last year, I threw out the first pitch with Andrew Filippone for the second Pirates home game. And they announced my name, and I got a big cheer, and they announced his name. He got a boo. So, like, everything was, like, off my shoulders. I was like, I could bounce it in, and people are still going to cheer. They're still going to boo for Filippone. So I was in good shape.
If I'm catching, you can bring it. That's bring it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you play a little ball, Adam?
Oh, did I? I was the sixth best player on my sixth grade team, Larry.
Yep. Sixth best.
Sixth best. I would lay down bunts. Good in the field. I was kind of like early career Jack Wilson. I would pick it, but not so much at the dish. Lack of power.
Were you an all-star selection?
I would have been the next one. You know, they took the top
his
five
parents,
players from the team.
From his parents thought he was an all-star.
Mm-hmm. this is the in-house league, too, by the way, with the reversible jerseys and, like, the local business on the back. Yeah.
So I remember John Shumway, Doran, seated in that exact spot where you are in our studio, and he told me about his all-star moment. The doorbell rang, and there was the manager. And he heard his mother talking to the coach, and he's thinking he got the call up. And he said, who was that, Mom? Well, that was the coach. Am I on the all-star team? No, they needed your uniform.
Oh, man, that's tough.
So I don't even bring it up anymore.
Yeah, what? Like, they thought they were going to show up like the guy for the NFL Hall of Fame?
Right,
that
right.
Big dude who knocks on the door. Hey, Jerome, just wanted to let you know you're inducted into Canton. I don't think that's the way it works for in-house rec league baseball.
Right.
All right, so I don't know much about Pitt baseball. I know they've been on the rise, and I know nothing about West Virginia baseball. So what do we got going here?
So J.J. Weatherholt, I'll just take this one. J.J. Weatherholt for West Virginia is a local kid from Mars, and he is projected to be a top 10 pick in the upcoming MLB draft. Yeah, how about that? Nice guy. I don't know him at all, but I've heard he's a nice guy. West Virginia in position to maybe win the Big 12 for the second year in a row. Weatherholt was hurt most of the year, came back, is playing good ball. So I do think Pitt's probably catching West Virginia not at a great time. They just swept Baylor over the weekend. And that exhausts my knowledge of WVU baseball.
Well, it's just going to be exciting. I mean, it's a backyard brawl, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. It's Pitt versus West Virginia, and it's at PNC Park. So it's going to be a great time for us.
And it's on KDKA.
Yes.
Jeff Hathorn doing the play-by-play. Susie Cool visiting the dugout. So we're looking forward to it. This will be a lot of fun.
We are too. We're gonna pop in the booth for maybe an inning or two, and maybe
we are.
Yeah.
You know, I used to call West Virginia baseball back in the day.
Well, look at that.
From U92 college radio, back when they were not very good.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. There you are.
Yeah. That's what got me this job.
The West Virginia Vin Scully, Adam Crowley.
There's a grab ball to short.
Doran Dickerson tonight at PNC. Hear it on News Radio KDK. Gentlemen, good luck. I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Paul Rasmussen, and our team. I think a lot of people may have been surprised when USA Today put out a list of the top 10 most charming streets in America, and Bellevue's Lincoln Avenue ended up on the list at number 6. And joining us, Jim Kelly, who is the Director of Administrative Services, better known as Bellevue's Borough Manager on that role, for the past 3 months, Jim, right?
That's correct, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Good morning. And you're Public Works Superintendent for a long time as well, plus volunteer firefighter, 30 years in Richland, and you've been their chief for the last 16, right?
That's correct.
So this has to be really exciting for Bellevue, which is one of those pockets of our region that's really seen some growth, and that main street is really important because that's kind of the gathering place for a lot of people. So what's so special about Lincoln Avenue?
It is. It was really great to hear this through the USA Today and get to where we got with that. And I think it's all the hard work of the people that live in the town as well as the businesses that are coming in. I was able to grow up in a small town. I actually grew up in Oakmont, so the small town vibe has always been something I've looked for. Getting into Bellevue has been great. I think the big thing that made it so appealing and it's helping us revive is really it's a walking town, and Lincoln Avenue now has everything you could need. We have, you know, a pharmacy, we have a grocery store, we have restaurants from breakfast diners, which, you know, the whole way up to formal dinner nights. And it's great having everything. The businesses are seeing it coming. We're actually in the process right now, Coons Market, and I believe it's the first one in a while. They bought the property of our old YMCA where their Coons is. And they're going to build a brand new facility there. They've just started that we're hoping to have open here in the next year or two.
Jim,
so people coming to town and the street life is what's really making it survive.
Hey, Jim, Paul Rasmussen here. How much has Lincoln Street changed in the last 10, 15 years?
I think a lot. Again, I've been in Bellevue now for a little about 5 years, and even in that time, I continue to see it grow. You know, prior to the pandemic, we started doing the streetscapes project and having the roads redone and the sidewalks redone for a new look. We're about to continue that with another close to $1 million project. And it just keeps growing. Unfortunately, we still have quite a few empty storefronts, but two of the larger ones are actively being remodeled and will be available. So it just keeps growing. We have an organization that works in the town that's called Bonafide Bellevue. It's a company that, like a nonprofit that helps things, and we'll have the wine and art crawl coming up that will close Lincoln Avenue down and allow us to let everybody walk up and down the street. There's a Rhythm and Brews, which is exactly what the thing says. It's music and beer vendors come in. We have our light up night. We have a couple businesses that will also start functions, and they'll close down certain streets and have an outdoor venues all through the summer. And it's really keeping people in the town and letting them know that they can, you know, live and do everything they need to do in Bellevue without having to go anywhere else.
We're with Bellevue Borough Manager Jim Kelly. I remember my son and his family lived there for a while and got a house, fixed it up, loved it, walked around for Halloween through the neighborhoods. And it was really like a Norman Rockwell painting, you know, going through a town like that. I think it's really important. This kind of publicity, though, should help you build out any empty storefronts you have, and a lot of young people are moving into the area, right?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it more and more, and it is the housing market in Bellevue is really growing. It is nice, what you said, with the Halloween parade. We have that right down Lincoln Avenue as well. It ends in our Bain Park, which is the Bain Library, and we usually have a little party there for everybody with some pumpkin giveaways and things like that. But it's a great town that has everything. A lot of people aren't aware. We also have a secondary park. It's Memorial Park. It's actually located in Ross Township, but it is Bellevue property, where we have a swimming pool, tennis courts, baseball field, a deck hockey court. And that also is in the process of getting some renovations. We're putting in a brand new playground next to the swimming pool this year. So the town really has everything it can to offer, and people are noticing and coming into town for it.
I know, Jim, Bellevue was the first neighborhood I visited when I was being interviewed for the job I have now. And it's just great to see how much it's improved and grown over the last 15, 20 years. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It really is great. And I know there's a lot of revitalization throughout Pittsburgh, and we hope to stay on track to be ahead of that and continue to bring in new generations to keep Bellevue growing for a long time.
Well, Jim, good luck with the new part of your job, too, as borough manager. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking time today, guys.
You got it. Jim Kelly, Bellevue's borough manager. They're pretty excited being on the top 10 list of USA Today with their most charming main street.
It is a charming main street. It's well-deserved.
You know what? I was walking down Lincoln Avenue one day a while ago. I had met a friend there to have lunch. And a guy stops me and he goes, "Hey, Lair, you know when Greg Brown says cannonball coming? You know where he got that?" And I'm like, "No." He said, "The barber in Bellevue." I said, and then I asked Greg Brown, I said, "Hey, did you get that line?" And he said, "Yeah." So, you know, there's always a Pittsburgh connection.
That's awesome.
But the location of Bellevue, too, it's right there along 65, and it's minutes from the stadium, right? From Acrisure Stadium and everything on the North Shore. And then you're closer to the airport, and then you are also easily able to access Ross Park Mall.
Yeah, the McKnight Corridor there. Yeah, it's handy to everything.
So a lot of families are moving in. Some great old homes they're fixing up, and it's becoming a really hot spot.
Absolutely it is. I remember going through there just a few weeks ago and getting a look at Lincoln. I thought, wow, this is really walkable now. You could probably walk to everything you need if you had a house somewhere nearby.
Yeah, so check out Bellevue. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. Coming up in our next hour, we mentioned Paul the Backyard Brawl, PNC Park tonight for Pitt and West Virginia baseball. And it should be a lot of fun. Our own Jeff Hathorn's going to do the play-by-play. Susie Cool, she has a lot of experience in this world. She'll be hanging out in the dugout, talking to players and managers. And we also heard from Adam Crawley and Scorin Doran. Doran Dickerson went to Pitt. Adam Crawley went to West Virginia. They're throwing out the first pitch tonight.
I'm sure they'll have much more than the 3,600 or so who showed up for the game in Oakland last night.
Is that how many? Yeah. Well,
more people watched Paul Skeens pitch last night than watched the A's and the Pirates in Oakland.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He's going to come here sooner. Although for the Pirates, it's not as the pitching, it's the hitting.
There you go.
Now, they got to figure that out. They were on a tear early, but last night, I mean, they've been close in every game, but last night, you can't just score one run in Major League Baseball and expect to win. So what else are people talking about this morning? The Heat yesterday mentioned that they had given great advice, one reporter on television. So I thought about that all day. I'm thinking, hey, it's hot out there. They're giving warnings about to stay hydrated. I don't think it was dangerously hot anyway. Do you follow the Tony Awards? They're going to announce the nominees for the Tony Awards.
These are the stage awards in New York on Broadway, basically, right?
Right. At 8:30 this morning, here's a little preview.
15 shows are vying for the Tony for Best Musical, including Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen and The Outsiders.
I had only two things on my mind, Paul Newman and a ride home.
Expect nods for Jonathan Groff and Harry Potter's Daniel Radcliffe in Merrily We Roll Along.
Most friends, they or they don't make
In the Best Play category,
we're ready for the bed.
Look for Stereophonic and Mary Jane. Tonys will be handed out at Lincoln Center June 16th on CBS. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
I guess since COVID, a lot of people have just flocked back to see shows, live shows. You know, it's kind of like a revival in a way.
I have friends here who go to New York once a year and spend a week going to shows.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in New York City and Manhattan?
It's been a while. I don't know how many years, but it's been a while. It's unforgettable, though.
Yeah, I was just there with Pitt in the football season. We went to Little Italy, had dinner, you know, at Angelo's right there where, you know, Mulberry Street. It's kind of cool. I mean, New York City, I couldn't live there and be comfortable because, first of all, you got to be, I mean, to live nice in New York City, you got to big bucks.
Oh, sure.
But it's a great place to visit.
The way I try to describe it to people who haven't been there is that New York is running on electricity powered at like 220.
Oh, yeah, they are.
and everybody else is, you know, on 120. But it's just got a whole different feel. I mean, when you're walking down the sidewalks with people, I mean, they're moving. There's no strolling around in Manhattan.
You kind of like that vibe, too,
yeah,
when you're
I
there.
Do. It's like, energy.
It's alive.